This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to Memorial Day, Monday, the last Monday of May is officially Memorial Day. That's where we're at today, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Let's not forget today we're going to give a special kudos out there to our Gold Star parents, moms, dads, the aunts, the uncles, the brothers, the sisters, the cousins, all of that, and thank them for the horrible sacrifice that was made, and that's why we call this Memorial Day. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, I want to thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Yep, they're all out there working. The over-the-road guys and gals are out there driving the semis coast-to-coast, border-to-border, because the freight doesn't stop just because it's a holiday. Now, the one thing that did stop today is mail delivery. So Felix and the gang get a day off. And I know Felix is a veteran, so he's probably doing something around a VFW or an American Legion. And, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel, there'll be a few of them out making their deliveries because the gas stations, people will be out buying gas and they'll have to have a delivery, I'm sure. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, folks, by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, at Captain's America, that's the handle. We're also on Truth Social, at Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. And would you like to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, folks, we always emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I've gotten a lot of comments since we said what we said last hour about President Biden. And this story that came out from the speech that he gave at the Naval Academy, claiming that he had had a nomination afforded to him in 1965 to go to the Naval Academy. And I'll just paraphrase it because you're going to play the whole thing. I'll just paraphrase the fact that he said he didn't want to be a football star and he didn't want to go there when Staubach and Bellino were there. And again, this whole thing is so butchered up. We got to get this out there again. So, Kyle, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, here we go.
Before I begin my speech, a thought crossed my mind as I was told the class of 72 is here. I was appointed to the Academy in 1965 by a senator who I was running against in 1972. Never planned it that way. I wasn't old enough to be sworn in. I was only 29 years old when I was running. He was a fine man. His name is J. Caleb Boggs. I didn't come to the Academy because I wanted to be a football star, and you had a guy named Staubach and Bellino here. So I went to Delaware. But all kidding aside, the best line of the debate was, after it was all over, the announcer, the questioner, who was a good guy but supported my opponent, who was a good man as well, I might add. And he said, Senator Boggs, anything else you want to say? And he said, yes, just one thing. And he took the microphone. He said, you know, Joe, if you accepted my commission to the my appointment to the Academy, he said, you'd still have 1 year and 3 months active duty, and I'd have no problems right now.
Well, there you have Joe Biden, even then, evidently trying to, you know, buttress his whole claim. I mean, this is really something, Captain.
Well, I don't know where he's come up with the 1 year and 2 months, and he'd have no problems, because an officer out of the military academy is committed to a 6 year commitment right off the bat, first 6 years. So right. If you do the math, that doesn't make sense either. But here's what he claimed. He claimed he'd received an appointment to the Academy in 1965, when in fact he was actually graduating from the University of Delaware that year. So that couldn't possibly be true, and it's not. He also claimed that he didn't go to the Academy, but chose to go to Delaware instead because the Academy had Staubach and Bellino there. Now, those were two very accomplished All-American football players. But that couldn't have happened either, because Roger Staubach graduated in 1965, and Joe Bellino in 1961, so that part doesn't even add up.
No, it really doesn't. And so, Captain, as far as we know, the White House hasn't responded to any kind of inquiries about this. I have a feeling that Karine Jean-Pierre's, she has her work cut out for her, because somebody's going to be asking her about this when she's at the podium next. Because, as you said, none of this adds up.
Well, the story is on Red State. That's Salem. And I would expect somebody from the group to say something when she has a press conference. That's just me. What do I know? That's just me. Okay, we'll be right back, folks, with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot. Remember, Pete and Seth Talbot are the father-son team that put together the great product, Relief Factor. It's a product that I've been taking for well over 7 years. And the reason I'm telling you about it is because it works. And if it's helped me with a problem I've got, it just might help you too. Now, it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Gets it all going. You do that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and that gets it done. Now, the product is 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that will support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease the discomfort you're in, and it comes in little convenient individual packets with 4 capsules, easy to swallow, in there as well. It supports your healthy joints and your muscles, and it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which definitely will take care of the inflammation you have and the swelling. It has for me, it will for you. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on and alleviate pain by going right straight to the source. Again, $19.95 is all it starts to get the 3-week quick start going. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Because after all, Kyle, what's the deal?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, Kyle, we have a hurricane called Agatha, which could be a Category 3 when it makes shore in the northwestern part of Mexico, coming in from the Pacific. It's a Category 3, it looks like right now. It will slowly move across Mexico and run itself into the southwestern corner of the Gulf of Mexico. Well, the problem with that is when it gets over into the southwestern corner of Mexico as a tropical wave or depression, it probably won't be a tropical storm by that time, or even a hurricane, because it's got mountains and everything else to go over. But it'll be in the 85-degree weather, water rather, that's in that area of the Gulf. It'll form back up again, and here we go, it's coming towards Florida, probably in about 5 days or thereabouts. What do you think?
Well, this is, of course, that's not a good thing, because already for the Atlantic hurricane season, forecasters are expecting as many as at least about 10 hurricanes or so that they're predicting right now. So this is not good news.
Well, if it does develop into a storm, they're talking about 5 days from the time it gets into the Gulf. It probably won't make it into the Gulf until this weekend. 5 days would mean like the end of next week or thereabouts if it comes this way. If. A lot of ifs involved.
Right, and I think that as of about 10 p.m. Central Time on Sunday, the storm is about 140 miles southwest of Puerto Angel in Mexico, moving northeast at about 6 miles an hour, they said.
And, of course, hurricane season starts in 2 days.
That's right.
June 1st. By the way, we've talked about Biden's weekend of lies, and this is just unbelievable. People are going to have to get caught up on this and find out what's going on. Because, again, in red states where the story is about what Biden did and didn't do, just unbelievable. But a liberal rag of a newspaper got burned when it spread a false story about a huge Trump rally in Wyoming. Did you hear about that one?
Well, I know that President Trump was in Wyoming, yes.
Did you hear what they did?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact.
They set people up to get there early and take pictures of a partially filled auditorium. He was in a big, arena, which sat about 10 or 11,000 people. So they got there early and they took pictures from up above showing probably two-thirds of the place being empty. And they said President Trump showed up to a sparse crowd in Casper, Wyoming. Well, not true. It was a packed, standing room only crowd with people outside the door that couldn't get in. But no, we can't show them that, not in Wyoming, because maybe that means that Liz Cheney's really in trouble and Donald Trump's just packing them in wherever he goes.
Well, these are some of the old tricks, right, that, of course, I think had been used on President Trump before.
That's what they did back in, 2016?
Well, sure, yeah, and other political candidates and so forth, they've had the same kind of thing done. But that's because, Captain, yeah, I think they are very concerned of the popularity of Trump and Trumpism, and especially in when you take a look at what's happening with the Biden administration. So it's only feeding into that right now.
Well, Twitchy, which happens to be a Salem Media Group entity, picked up the story and showed what a failure the journalists had been, because they showed the pictures that they put out there, and then they showed the real pictures.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and by the way, this one place, the liberal rag known as Raw Story, they ran this and ran it all day and even had it into yesterday as a breaking news story.
Yep, well, like I said, back to their old tricks.
Yep, because when Trump, and oh, the other thing was they took these pictures at 1:30, and they said they took them at that time. But they didn't tell anybody that Trump wasn't going to be on stage until about 5 o'clock. He actually hit the stage at 4:40.
Exactly, yeah.
What would you think you were going to see at that time?
Well, of course.
Jeez. Oh, well. Here we go again, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, Nancy Pelosi's husband, you ready for this?
Oh, yes.
Got arrested for a DUI.
He did. I think he was in the Napa area, I believe.
Yes, he was.
Napa County, and it's Paul Pelosi. He's 82 years old. He was driving his Porsche, by the way, he was arrested for DUI. He was processed about 4 o'clock in the morning, local time, then released about 7 or so. That's the report I saw. Here's the thing, Captain. The speaker, Nancy Pelosi, she put out a statement saying she wasn't going to discuss really a private matter, and that occurred while she was on the East Coast. She was also giving a commencement speech, I believe. So this is pretty interesting, to see this happen.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Now, renowned actor and conservative John Voight issued a solemn message to the victims of the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting, saying that they've been taken down by insanity, but warning, we must not allow mental illness to take away our right to bear arms.
Well, yes, exactly. I mean, in other words, there's no broad brush approach. This is what the liberal left wants to do. They want to have a broad brush approach. But I think, Captain, I think that there's a lot of people out there who are wanting to make sure that people who should not get a gun because of their mental state, mental history, that would not happen. But generally speaking, what John Voight is talking about is taking that broad brush, I think, and saying, well, you know, on the off chance that somebody who is mentally deranged, we just have to, nobody can have a gun. That's too far to the extreme, I think, for most Americans.
Well, speaking of guns, on the other side of this break, which is coming up here pretty quick, we're going to talk about John Durham because he was in the news again, even though the prosecution and defense have rested their case in the Michael Sussman case, leaving the jury to deliberate on a verdict. And, of course, Sussman's charged with lying to the FBI after telling the Bureau that he was not working on behalf of a client when he brought a fake story about Donald Trump and Alpha Bank to them during the 2016 election. There's a smoking gun right now that's shown up, and it happens to be a receipt that surfaced over the weekend, a receipt showing that Sussman paid a bunch of money to take his disinformation to the FBI.
Well, right, because, of course, he said that he wasn't working for a client, but that's been shown to be false, and they did, I believe, have some billing documents.
Yes, they
that
did.
Showed that he was billing the Hillary Clinton campaign for his time. And so if this is a new receipt for something else, that just adds into that, to show that there was something going on here, that he was working for them. It's obvious.
All right, I do hear the music coming up in my ears, so you hang on, and folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we cruise along on a Monday morning here from my Tampa, Florida studio on a Memorial Day 2022. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tragedy in the Lone Star State. After one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history, the shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, leaving 19 children and 2 teachers dead, along with the alleged teenage shooter. The aftermath is sparking a political debate over mental health services, school safety, and gun laws. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson shares his thoughts while reflecting on the recent shooting.
We have to look at how we can better secure our schools, and it is about the single point of entry that, by blocking it open, allowed the gunman to come in.
The president and first lady spending much of their Sunday in Uvalde meeting with the families of the victims of this shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. Loans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. Loans.com and get your money this week.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thanks very much, Kathy Curtis. Appreciate you doing that for us. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell. And, of course, all the good things he has to offer at MyPillow. Now, you know, Mike Lindell took about 2 years to do it, but he started his My Slipper line. And I will tell you, I've got two pairs of the slippers. I got the slip-ons and I got the step-ins. And the step-ins are like wearing a pair of loafers. They're very comfortable. And they've got some good support to them, so it's not like you're putting something on that's going to wreck your feet or anything like that. And for a limited time, you'll save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. That's right, $90. That's way more than 50%. Trust me. Do the math, you'll see. Now, this blowout sale won't last for long, just a couple more days till the end of the month. June will be something else. And all you got to do is call 800-641-5459 and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code CAPTAIN there. Now, the offer... Promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com, telephone number 800-641-5459. Again, promo code CAPTAIN. Make sure you do that because I'm going to tell you something. You're going to love these slippers. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let me see here. I think we have
Elliot on the line. Let's go there and make sure. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot, and good morning to West Coast Kyle.
Uh-huh.
You know, Captain, I'm going to tell not only you, but I'm going to tell the American people what Memorial Day means to me. You know, as we celebrate Memorial Day, pay homage to those who are wounded for life, all who have lost their lives, we love and miss our soldiers. My first sergeant, a black man, two tours of Vietnam. He wore military-issued bifocal glasses, starch green, extra shine jump boots. A dedicated 28-year veteran during the times I served with him in the mid-70s. America, I remembered my mentor, Black E-7 Sergeant, First Class, Vietnam vet that had over 17 years of service back then. He mentored to me to humble myself towards Vietnam vets returning from war back to Fort Bragg. The base when I served was known as the home of the 82nd Airborne Division
yep.
and Special Forces Operations. Now, Delta Force operated miles away on federal land in stealth privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Captain, there is one more gentleman I would like to highlight that had a profound impact on my life in the military. A full bird colonel, Green Beret, from the 5th Group. I was embedded with them for weeks in phase training. They had one African-American manning the 50 caliber, one badass, I tell you. He was. Now, long story short, we were training in the high mountains in Asheville, North Carolina, known as Cherokee Country.
Mm-hmm.
A January blizzard. A mixture of rain, sleet, and snow. I lost my footing, maneuvering in the pitch dark with about 60 pounds of gear on my back.
Yep.
Fell close to 47 feet, bounced off of a ledge, and continued to roll and flip down the side of the mountain. I was rescued early morning by that dedicated full bird Green Beret colonel and his crew.
Mm-hmm.
I damaged my C3, C4, L3, L4 spine. My injury ended any chances of me ever joining the Green Beret program.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I honor three military soldiers that had a tremendous impact in my short career in the military. It was my black first sergeant, two-time Vietnam tours, E-7 veteran who mentored to me, and that full bird Green Beret white brother from the 5th Group who was a very humble man. But in the theater of war, he could be very deadly. Captain, thanks for the opportunity. God bless. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Elliot, and I appreciate that because we've all got stories, and I'm going to save mine for hour number four with some people that I'm going to remember. But, Kyle, I'm sure that that you know exactly where Elliot was going with all that.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate what he was saying very much.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right, now let's go back to what I was going to talk about here with Durham, John Durham. Durham delivered a smoking gun on Hillary that she paid Sussman to take disinformation to the FBI. Now, what was discovered was a receipt, the copy of a receipt for the Sussman purchase of two thumb drives at Staples near Perkins Coie on the 13th of September, 2016. He left the USB drives with data on them with the FBI when pushing the Alpha Bank BS on 9/19. 2016. The expense report ID also showed that he billed the USBs to the Clinton campaign on the 22nd of September 2016. Now, this guy is not very smart to have all this stuff out there and have the FBI wind up with it because he handed it to them.
Well, you know, Captain, these two 16-gigabyte flash drives, I guess it was a two-pack, and it costs $12.99.
Mm-hmm.
So for $12.99, you're going to bill back the Clinton campaign to create this paper trail, which helps to cement the idea that you were working on their behalf. I mean, you know, come on, man. $12.
Well,
$13.
This trial so far has delivered a lot of interesting pieces of evidence, including the billing statements and witness testimony showing the FBI itself lied about the situation. But this little piece of information that seems to be a smoking gun as well, Durham has produced this receipt that shows Sussman purchased the USBs, given to the FBI, and then billed back to the Clinton campaign for them.
Well, exactly, exactly. So this is part of the overwhelming evidence that this jury was hearing, basically. They heard, am I correct? Did this come out during the trial or this came out after the trial?
During
or
the trial.
During the trial. Okay.
We didn't hear about it.
Yeah, we're hearing about it now.
Right.
So, but they would have been confronted with this evidence, and it just goes more and more, Captain, into this mountain of evidence that's going towards the idea that he did lie to the FBI, that this was all happening, and the other bombshell that Hillary Clinton approved, the notion of taking this story and disseminating it out to the media so that they could play. We're surprised that this story even came out. Oh, my goodness, we have to do something about this. It all goes together. So if we don't see a conviction here, I'm wondering if the judge would take some kind of unilateral action and set aside the verdict. I don't think it'll come to that, but this jury's also been under some question as well.
According to the National Education Association, a study conducted by GBAO Strategies reveals that a startling 55% of teachers plan to leave the profession ahead of schedule. This poll was taken back in February, but there's a whole bunch of teachers that are fixing to be gone as of the end of the school year.
Yes, and unfortunately, there are a lot of good teachers, I think, who won't be teaching. You know, we've got all kinds of stories about different things happening in different classes or school districts and things like that. But on the whole, people go into teaching because they really want to make a difference. But, Captain, after COVID, after all the kids came back,
mm-hmm.
I hate to say it's just different. I think things mm-hmm. have just changed, and mm-hmm. a lot of these teachers don't want to stay.
By the way, did you see the Indianapolis 500 yesterday?
I did not see it, but I know that it was a pretty big finish.
Marcus Ericsson came out of nowhere and took the lead with 8 laps to go and won the Indianapolis 500, and there were a couple of really, really bad wrecks in there, really bad wrecks. And then last night, the Coca-Cola 600, they had Denny Hamlin won the race, but there was one wreck in there where the car flipped over 11 times.
Wow.
And the driver climbed out of it. They got the car upright again, and the driver climbed out of it.
Well, I'm glad about that. And the safety precautions are really, really something nowadays.
Well, the cars have a cage in them, and they're reinforced so that they're going to stay in the car. They're not going to get thrown out or anything like that. As long as you're within the confines of the cage, you're okay. And, of course, I was amazed that this guy climbed out of the car. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, you can imagine not all that long ago that would have been maybe a different story.
Well, it would have been a Dale Earnhardt story.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You flip something over 11 times. Okay, hold the fort there, Kyle, folks. We'll be back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with... Yep. You got it. As we come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's Man.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today,
where the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
There ain't no doubt I love this land.
and God bless the USA, Kyle. And that's probably the best person he did, because he brought in all the military people from the chorus in there, along with some of his friends to sing that. And that was just unbelievable.
Yeah, really, really nice.
All right, well, take it away. Tell us what's going on at Weston. And we've got some warnings we've got to get out there to the folks in North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota.
Well, that's right, Captain. We got some rain to tell everybody about tonight, and some sleet as well, and maybe a couple of pockets of active snow going on right now. Just outside Seattle, near Bellevue, that's where the rain is up there. Seattle should have mostly cloudy skies for Memorial Day here on Monday, but that may not be the story for Portland, Oregon. Looks like they'll continue to have rain in the forecast for Monday. Fourth of July pass up on I-90. Looks like for Monday we've got forecast rain. The rain right now is just a little bit east of Coeur d'Alene, and it's dissipated a little bit as you come down I-90, and you're not going to really encounter it across the roadway until you get a little bit east of Missoula as you come down I-90. But Butte, Montana, Helena, Montana, that's they've got rain right now. So you, same thing for coming out of Bozeman. If you're heading towards North Dakota from Bozeman, you're going to have rain through Billings, and in that area there. This is also going to dip down into Cody. You've got a mixture of snow and sleet in the area leading down to that. Also, Idaho Falls, rain right now. I-84, you've got rain near Boise heading down towards Twin Falls, and definitely rain around Salt Lake City right now, and that's also coming across I-80 near the border of Utah and Nevada tonight. Also, we're going to have some really cold temperatures, it looks like, in the Reno area coming out if you're heading out from Reno, going across I-80 towards Winnemucca. So be careful out there.
Well, we got us a real mess right now. If you're on I-29 from the Canadian border all the way down to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you've got major flooding going on in the close proximity to I-29, as well as Sioux Falls, as I said, all the way up to Canada, up there in the northernmost part of North Dakota, over across the northernmost part of Minnesota, all the way over to Duluth. You've got major flooding up there. You've also got severe thunderstorms bouncing around all through the western two-thirds, about two-thirds of the state of Minnesota now. How about that? Is bouncing around with a bunch of severe thunderstorms and flood watches and flood warnings. The weather's not very good. And if you're down along I-90 coming into Minnesota from South Dakota right now, you've got some tornado watches. There may be a tornado warning in the offing right now from what I'm seeing. I have an area that is either a severe thunderstorm or tornado warning or both right now around Worthington down below there, right along the line. And northwestern corner of Iowa, you've also got the same situation there with flood watches warnings and or severe thunderstorm warnings. Omaha, you have a severe storm and flood watch going on there right now. And then uncertain weather conditions in Kansas, central part of Oklahoma, as well down to about Wichita Falls, Texas. Now, moving over to the east, we do have some fog tonight. I-70 as you come into Ohio from Indiana and way up in the corner of Maine again. Why does it always do this? Unsettled weather condition up there. There could be some a mixture of weather up there. Temperatures a little bit on the yippy side tonight, dropping down, so it could be all kinds of precipitation. It could be from one to another, and you could get some white stuff out of the picture up there by the looks of it. A little bit of fog along the eastern seaboard, Cape Cod. Got a little bit of rough sea there as well. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick.
Well, folks, don't forget, you want to stop into the nearest Pilot and Flying J, and you can find any Pilot and J flying, any Pilot or Flying J travel center. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function, pull in, fuel up, get your supplies, get some great food, get a great cup of coffee, and join the rewards program. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com to download the app, start getting great offers and earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J.
You bet. And, of course, your program can be heard
at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Right, and we look forward to listening to what you have to say tonight again on the Radidio, because we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about, I'm sure, after today. Nothing's going away. Everything we talked about is still going to be here. And again, we're going to get to the bottom of this Biden stuff. I mean, the guy is definitely the wrong person at the wrong time for the job with all these stories we keep being told, outright lies.
Yeah, it's really something. It seems to be getting worse. There's no doubt about that.
I gotcha. All right, Kyle, take care. I'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, of course, we talk to him several nights a week, six nights a week here in the program. And we also talk to Denise Simon when she decides she's going to call in, because right now I just noticed she's not on the line. I thought she was there a second ago, but she's not. But anyway, we will tell you that coming up on the top of the hour, I'm going to get on my little soapbox here and have a little something to say about Americans and whether or not Americans are evil. We keep hearing about how bad we are. Well, some of us may be, but we as a people are not bad. We are the example that others try to follow, because we're giving and caring and sharing people, sometimes a little bit too much so. Sometimes a little bit too much so, and it gets us into trouble. So, to make a long story short, we have to understand that once in a while you got to learn to say no. Got to learn to say no. Because we can't just be the giver of all things good to people that don't like us. How about that? Don't like us. But it is what the thing of it can be. That is what it can be. So, I think Eric is losing his mind here. He's doing military cadence stuff here now. Eric, you might need to have to call me here after the top of the hour and explain what it is you're trying to say here. Goodness sakes. All right. We shall. Be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And to be honest with you, I don't know if Denise Simon's going to call in today or not. She's supposed to. Okay, I'll be back. Don't go nowhere, no how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.